Welcome to the KK Ministry Podcast with L.A. Smith. You are listening to podcast number one. What I will be talking about and focusing on in this podcast is a story I covered briefly on my YouTube channel about a young 15-year-old boy who became suddenly ill while on a high school trip. I will discuss this story in more depth on this podcast. There are a few things that I want you to think about as I cover this story, and they are, no matter how old or young we all need to be working towards being the best we can be spiritually, because we never know how much time we have here on earth. We should cherish the time we have with our family and friends and with our children in particular. As adults, we get busy and preoccupied with our jobs, education, and sometimes even our hobbies or even our ministries. Have you ever heard anyone that was on their deathbed say, "I should have spent more time in the office"? Probably not. The other thing is, I've been noticing an increase in the so-called mystery illnesses. I actually did a video on one recently called Mysterious Disease, Brain on Fire. It was about these two young ladies that had an illness that affected their brains and caused them to act as if they were possessed. As a matter of fact, there have been quite a lot of mysteries lately. Have you noticed? Our strange weather patterns are a mystery. The stories about mass numbers of birds and fish dying are a mystery. There seems to be an increase in the number of asteroids falling from the sky. And there have been earthquakes. Tremors felt, though small, in places like South Carolina, Georgia, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. Anyway, I digress. Back to the original story. Just in case you are not able to make it over to my YouTube channel and watch the video on this story, I will play it for you here and then discuss it in more detail on the other side. Take a listen.
Long Island teen dies of mysterious illness during Disney school trip. A 15-year-old boy from Long Island died of a mysterious illness while on a school trip to Disneyland. Joseph Tujaj was one of 80 students from Seaford High School's marching band who traveled to the Southland to perform at the Anaheim theme park last week. And one of the students says the first day at Disneyland he was okay. He went on Space Mountain and everything. Then the second day, he wasn't feeling well. On Tuesday, Tujaj was at the Santa Monica Pier when he complained of a high fever. The teen was taken to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center and died 24 hours later. Doctors told the boy's family they believe Tujaj may have contracted a debilitating infection. Tutaj's parents said the 15-year-old trumpet player had no history of medical problems. The L.A. County Coroner's Office said the cause of death has been deferred pending further tests. The boy's passing is the latest in a string of tragedies to hit the Tutaj family. His father, Robert, is currently battling stage 4 cancer, and the family's home was destroyed in Superstorm Sandy. Take a look at the clip on this story from KCAL Channel 9 News.
A real sad story. Joseph Tutaj's mother said she kept in touch with her son via text message. She says she knew her son wasn't feeling well. She knew he was ill. She just didn't realize how bad. 15-year-old Long Island teen Joseph Tutaj died after a class trip to Southern California. His family says the apparent cause was a debilitating infection. Exactly what is still under review by the L.A. County Coroner's Office.
He was a great friend to everyone in the school.
His bandmates can't believe what happened. Tutaj was on a school-sponsored trip. Among the many places Tutaj and his friends visited, Disneyland and the Santa Monica Pier. His friends say after a trip to the pier, he was rushed to the hospital.
Our first day at Disneyland, he was feeling okay. He went on like Space Mountain and everything with us. But then the second day, he wasn't feeling good at all. And he just digressed.
Tutaj was hospitalized and died at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. According to his family, he had no severe allergies and appeared healthy before boarding the plane in New York City.
A bunch of the friends of the family getting together set up a fund to help the family bury drugs. They don't have the money at this point to do that.
According to doctors I spoke with, it's impossible to speculate what could have killed the talented teen. He could have been sick before he left. He also came in contact with travelers from around the world at airports. The final say is still weeks away as the coroner waits for test results. While Tutaj's mother was here yesterday, she came only to identify her son's body. The autopsy should take place sometime this weekend. Live in Santa Monica, I'm Juan Fernandez, KCAL 9 News.
You know, sometimes in life we think we have it hard, that we are going through something until we hear something like this. I would say this family is having a really, really hard time right now. They lost their house in the recent Sandy storm. The father is battling cancer, and he and his wife just lost their 15-year-old, apparently perfectly healthy son to a mysterious disease. Then a friend of the family said during the interview that they are collecting money for the kid's funeral because the family does not have money for that. There is no way of me knowing what you might be going through in your life right now, of course. But I have to say, after learning about this story, I feel like I don't really have any problems. When you experience a loss of life and/or you are fighting a life-threatening disease and you lost your home, those are real problems. I've been praying to God that he might give this family the strength to make it through these tough challenges that they are facing right now. I hope that you feel it in your heart to pray for them also, and we should also pray that these tragedies bring them to the Father or closer to the Father and not drive them away, because I don't believe that there is any way that they can make it through this without him, without God. In light of this story, I hope that you will give some thought to what I said at the beginning of this podcast about the importance of spending time with family and continuously trying to strengthen your relationship with God. Also think about the times we are living in. All of these mysteries just might be signs about what was prophesied in the Holy Bible. Let us continue to watch and pray. And please, stay tuned. This is L.A. Smith from Kingdom Knowledge Ministry. Thanks for listening to my very first podcast. Please visit my website at kkministry.com and click on podcast and let me know what you think. Peace be with you and God bless.